The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and whatever else we might want to talk about from your perspective. Here's Frank in Essex. He wants to talk about a skunk, so let's roll with that right away. Is Frank ready to go there? Oh, he's still talking to Chris, so we'll be good. All right. Are we ready with Frank from Essex? Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm a long-time listener of you and long-time resident of Ballmer County. I'm on Back River.
Great.
And I'm 86 years old, and I know a lot about Essex. But
yeah, well, Frank, you don't sound a day over 85.
Well, my wife, my daughter up in Harford County, she's on 18 acres up there off Onion Road.
Nice.
And her pet got tangled with a skunk.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And she's called the vet, and the vet said something about using maybe baking soda wash.
Yeah.
To neutralize the, you know, the urine.
Yep. So, yep. Yeah. It's a musk. It's not. I mean, there's, you know, you can go online. I don't know if you go online or she can go online, and there's a number of different things that you use. But people say tomato juice. That just makes it skunk smell like ketchup, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
But the baking soda wash and that type of thing is a good killer, because baking soda, you know, you put it in your refrigerator to kill odors. So, you know, but
Alan, years back, around 1940, and that we're on 5 acres of ground.
Yeah.
On Back River. Oh, Back River was almost empty yesterday. We had sandbars a good 90% of the water was blown out of the
river. Oh my gosh! Wow.
Yeah, I was hoping the news would carry that. I know a lot of trees went down. But we used to trap muskrat.
Oh yeah.
Muskrat. Yeah, my dad. We could get about $1.50 for the pelt, and we used to stretch them on a board, you know, reverse the hide.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad sold the meat for like 50 cents a carcass.
Mm-hmm. They're still getting $2 to $3 for a muskrat.
How much now?
$2 to $3 for the meat,
is that all?
And probably $8 to $9 for the hide. Yeah.
Are they still in demand?
To some degree, you know, Russia and China are the ones that control the fur market in the world.
No kidding.
And, you know, we have had guys that have had, you know, fox and raccoons and all kinds of pelts in storage for years.
Wow.
Waiting for the market to turn around, and that led to a worldwide glut surplus. And, you know, some guys sold them at a loss, but, you know, you can't keep them forever. But the fur market has been down the last few years. I don't know what it is this year. It might be great. I don't know.
I still have our old muskrat traps.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
They're collector's item.
They are. They are indeed, you know. And I have a couple of old traps, and I kind of like them just for display. They're very cool looking.
They're,
you know,
man cave thing, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
And my dad, you know, when we trapped, we never got too close to the house. We always stayed about 10 or 15 feet to a lead to the house, and because he said, you know, you get too close, then they'll move away. So
yeah, that's true.
And
that's absolutely.
How to walk, go through a marsh, you know, when you start to sink down, you go on your knee and get you through it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
Yeah, anybody who's ever had to pull out of their hunting boot while they're walking through a marsh learns how to figure that out pretty quick.
You know? It's true.
Yep. Yeah.
So. We used to have like houseboats up on by Back River Bridge, and there was a guy there. He was an eel trapper. I mean, he had dozens of eel traps and on the wall, one lungers that would go down a river, pump, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And he used to sell smoked eels. God, they were the best smoked eels.
Smoked eels.
My dad would always stop when he come from work.
Yeah. Yeah, now all the eels that they're caught in the Chesapeake Bay go to Egypt.
No kidding.
For the most part. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, a good demand over here.
Very good demand. Yeah.
Oh.
See, we have these things in our country and we turn our nose up at them. And, you know, the folks that don't are the ones that benefit, you know.
We can go back to in 1930, there was a big flood in the area. And,
yeah.
And it was a sailboat that was, it used to be a streetcar bridge and, you know, a regular travel bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And they condemned it. But that trolley went all the way down to Back River Bridge.
Wow.
And it passed Lady Mount Carmel Church and all that down there. I mean, a lot of people used to go down, I'm trying to think, the popular shore down there, Conrad's. Yeah, Conrad's,
okay.
Ruth Villa.
Mm-hmm.
And it was tons of people went in there. And we had Ezra Ice House down there where we used to go. Then there was Liggett's on Backward Neck Road that we used to get our kegs of beer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was,
hey, back in the day, man, I mean, that was a hustle-bustle community over there in East Baltimore with the heyday of the steel mills and the whole deal. I mean, it was a great time.
Well, during the war, we had the farm in back of us. I got 5 acres of ground, and his name was Frank Szymanski, and he raised pullet chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And when the war come along, he took half of them chicken coops and made them into boarders' quarters.
No
and
kidding.
He had borders there because of the war.
Yeah,
he had a guy to take the shift down to Martin's and wait for a shift that was getting off, and it was constantly meals going on there and a poker game and all that.
Wow, wow! I'll tell you what, you know, that wasn't my era. I mean, my dad was in World War II and, you know, went through the Depression and all that, and these youngsters these days, you know, not even, you know, several generations removed from all that have no idea.
You know, right.
No
and
idea.
I hear people say, I'm going to give my kids all that. Let them work for it.
There you go.
You know? And I mean, you know, I had to work for it. I mean, I scraped in, when I first got married in 55, I was working for a small plumbing outfit. And I went and wound up, I would, when we get on a job, I'd ask the contractor, could I have a couple of them, 2x12s? I mean, not 1x12s.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could make some toys or furniture for my kids.
Sure.
Because I didn't make economy. I was making $1.50 an hour.
Sure.
Or something like that. So, but you appreciated a dollar at that time.
That's right.
You know? Well, take care.
All right, Frank. Well, look, I really appreciate the call. I like walking down memory lane from time to time. So,
I can get you on that.
tell your daughter good luck with the skunk and
okay.
Listen to the vet.
We're going up there today.
With
a shower for our great granddaughter's going to have a child. And
nice.
So, I think
that'd be three greats.
So
wow!
They're having a shower for today, and
I think you need to have a shower for the dog.
Well, the guys are got to go down to the neighbors, and because it's all ladies' things. So.
Good. Take the dog with you. All right, Frank. Thanks for the call,
care.
My buddy. Thank you. Bye bye.
And God bless
you too. Bye bye. That's nice. I like to go down memory lane from time to time. You know, it's so. Anyway, a week in review. Went Friday night to South Dorchester And we scored some, we had some of our measures there, and we scored some deer, sick of deer, white tails, one nice black bear. And then the next day, Saturday, more deer, more sickas, more white tails came in, some really nice ones, some unbeknownst to us, never scored before, big deer, big sickas, big white tails. One of the sicka deers was from 1992. One fellow wants to come back with his father's mounts from the 70s, and we welcome that. And went to the vendor there for the for some muskrat, and to me it didn't look that appetizing. Now, no offense to folks in Dorchester County, it just didn't look appetizing. So brought it up back and said, "You want to try it, Robin?" And she tried it. She tried one bite. She tried another bite. She tried a third bite. She said, "It's not bad, but it's just the way it looks. Its appearance is not that good." I said, "Okay, that's fine." So, you know, it sat there for a little bit. It was still warm. And who showed up but Addie Eckert? Senator Addie Eckert. Senator said, "I like muskrat." "Senator, fresh off the kitchen shelf, here you are, dear, right off the line." And she tasted it. And she took it with her and said, "Thank you very much." And away she went. So that was very nice to see Addie. And Johnny Mouts came by. We got his picture. And so we just enjoyed the show there in Dorchester County. And, you know, that was for our the scoring, we'll call it an enterprise, called Bucks, Bears, Stags. Record-keeping for the state of Maryland, for white-tailed deer, for sicka deer, for black bears. You can go online and take a look at our website. We're working on getting it new and improved. They're updated today, tomorrow, someday this weekend. It'll probably be updated. It'll have all our categories and our divisions in there. You know, there's 25 or 26 of them. You know, crossbow, muzzleloader, firearms, pickup. We had one very interesting story on a pickup deer. I'll tell you real quick. Fella calls and says, I got a deer that was shot by a poacher. Will you accept it to score it?" We said, "Sure, absolutely. Absolutely." Big giant 12-point buck. He sent us pictures of the deer as it was found. The deer had been shot in the face. The pictures were pretty gruesome. The deer was shot in the face and couldn't eat. Its jawbone was fractured and was pretty disgusting. The poor deer was poached and succumbed after 4 days, succumbed to its injuries. It was found, and, you know, it was the foxes had gotten to it and so forth. They used the non-kill tag from the Department of Natural Resources to claim the antlers, and he brought it in. It's on the website. It will be soon. But it was shot in the face, and about half the skull is missing, from about just below the eyes to gone. And that's what was shot off. And, you know, fella knows who did it. They'd been watching this deer for 3 years, and he knows who did it. And, you know, has been in contact with that person through a second party and, or a third party. And it's just, you know, it's just a mess. But to take a magnificent animal that's that size, a 12-point buck, I think it was around 180 inches gross, 170 net, something like that, which means this is a world-class animal. And to waste it like that and to kill it out of, you know, at night or out of season or however it was poached was just disgusting to me. Disgusting. And hopefully that person will be caught in the act or be caught with a deer that he killed illegally, and he'll be subject to the Poaching Restitution Act. But that was one interesting story. So, this coming Saturday, oh, that was Friday and Saturday, because that's why we weren't here last Saturday. Then, you know, what did we do Tuesday? I can't remember. Monday, Tuesday. The whole week's a blur. Wednesday was the rabbit hunt. We had a great time on the rabbit hunt. It was three ladies and Charles Rodney, the rabbit hunter with his five beagles, and Tom Slavin from Upper Bay Gun Club was there, and we all kind of assisted the ladies. And first rabbit comes out, and it runs past us, and I said, "Carol, shoot." And boy, she shot, and that rabbit rolled. That was great. That was great. But I have never missed more rabbits in my entire life. I really haven't. I was we were crossing through this little creek bottom, really brushy, a lot of green briars and stuff, and I heard the dogs coming. They had been running this rabbit, and they were coming back through, and I said, I'm just going to stand right here in this green briar and wait for that rabbit, because I think he's coming across that flat over there. Well, he got a little closer than the flat. He ran right along the edge of the creek bank, and I pulled the shotgun up and fired and shot about 4 or 5 feet in front of that rabbit. My shotgun barrel had come up under some green briars and stopped my progression, so the rabbit went on, and we eventually got that rabbit, but it was cool. We ran 11 rabbits and took 9 of them. Some of the ladies were good shots, you know. They each took a couple rabbits, and so it was great. So pictures are on Carol Sherrington's website and Facebook page, huntcookrepeat.com. Yep, so we're waiting your phone call here at 410 WCBM 680. There goes Alan Summers. He's in the building early this morning, upcoming garden club, so... Is he, man, I got a comment from a guy yesterday, texted me. He said, I'm sitting here watching this raging wind. And he said, what is so surprising to me is these trees at my house are whipping back and forth. And the squirrel nests are staying intact. He said, there's no leaves on the trees, but the squirrel nests are there and solid. And, you know, that's the squirrels are riding out the storm in those things, you know, 20, 30 feet up in the air, maybe more than that. But he said, what engineering that these squirrels can knit together branches and leaves and that type of thing and make a comfortable home for them and ride out a storm like that? Because where else are they going to go? So I didn't see a single squirrel in the neighborhood yesterday. Didn't see any of it today either. Of course, I left at 2:30, so... Clyde Sports Shop is your headquarters for fishing. No question about it. I mean, we've talked all winter about the great Browning firearms and handguns and things like that. But for fishing, you just can't beat Clyde Sports Shop. They have everything. The fishing licenses, rod and reels, rod and reel repairs, live bait, all types of fishing lures for all types of fish, a terminal tackle, hooks, and lead weights, and bobbers, and perch, trout, bass, striped bass lures, all the tackle you need for that kind of stuff. They carry the great brands like St. Croix and Shakespeare and Pfluger and Penn. They're ready to roll with fishing season, and fishing season is just about here. I mean, we had some pretty decent weather right before this nasty nor'easter came through, and we'll have some decent weather next week, too. So you're going to want to get out there. And don't forget, on March 16th, that's the start of the Clyde's 10-day sale. Get ready for the Ready to Rock sale. That's what we're calling it, the Ready to Rock sale at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit. Number 9, that phone number, 410-242-6108. 242-6108. And if you want the fishing hotline report, that's easy. 410-247-3474. 410-247-FISH. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
All right, we're back. Put another log on the fire. Great song, great song. Well, what do we talk about now, Chris? I'm wearing down. The coffee is not working for some reason. And I brewed it myself. Yeah? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, no, hello? I'm thinking. Yeah, hello, my fly.
Yeah.
How about some best way to cook fish?
Best way to cook fish?
Yeah, fish recipes.
I like that. I like that. You know, we went on
food's always a good one.
Well, we went on that rabbit hunt, and Carol Sherrington had some kind of a meat. Baked crust, looked like a loaf of homemade bread, but it was filled with elk and tomatoes. And
ooh.
Oh, yeah. Robin even liked it. We had that for lunch yesterday. Carol sent some home with us, and we cooked that up for lunch. I'll tell you what. Boy, it was good. It was really good. She had some homemade sauerkraut that she had fermented herself and, you know, some... It was very nice. Very nice tailgate lunch. Never had one quite like that. There's Jennifer. My girl, Jennifer. Jennifer.
No electricity at all.
What? You're in Timonium. What do you mean there's no electricity in Timonium?
There's no electricity, but I looked, there's an older section down from me, and I saw a light down there, but there's no street lights, no nothing. So I had to get my flashlight, go down in the garage to get my portable radio to listen to you. So it was
worth it. Wow.
I told you this a couple years ago, and I'm going to repeat it, how to cook a soft-shell crab.
Let's hear it.
Cook it in bacon grease, and then you cover the top shell with French's mustard. And you
now this is the yellow mustard or what?
No, yellow mustard.
Okay.
Not fancy, just the good old yellow mustard.
All right, got it.
And the mustard cooks all off.
Right.
But gives it just a bit of flavor that brings out the flavor. Because some people dip it in bread, and then I watched the cooking shows where they put everything in crab meat.
Yeah, I saw that.
Awful. They put peppers, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, the least you put in it, you can taste the crab.
Yeah, that's what we like. We like the taste of that. We'd like the taste of that beautiful crab meat that has such a nice flavor, delicate flavor. It's beautiful.
And one other thing I wanted to call you about, never did.
No, wait a minute. You clean the soft crab and you cook it in bacon grease, but before you flip it over, you cover it with mustard. Is that what you're saying?
No.
No.
Before you put it in the pan.
Oh, okay.
You cover the shell and the legs with yellow French's mustard.
Okay.
You put it that side down.
Oh, so that the mustard makes a little like almost like a little crust.
Yeah, but it cooks all.
Yeah, you said.
Well, turn the soft shell crab over. There's a little mustard left in the pan, and it just brings it out. There's
I love it. I try. You know what Dijonnaise is?
Dijonnaise mustard?
Yeah, that's it's a combination mustard and mayonnaise.
Oh no, I wouldn't do. Well, you know, Alan.
Grey Poupon makes Dijonnaise. It's wonderful. Take your fish fillets, okay, and coat them in Dijonnaise and broil them.
Nice. But, Alan, you know there's another thing.
What's that?
If you get crab meat.
Yeah.
What you do is you put it in butter.
Yep.
And you brown it.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah.
You put in a little mustard and a little mayonnaise, and it's better than imperial crab. You can really taste the crab.
My mouth's watering.
I know.
My mouth's watering, girl.
There's one last thing I wanted to tell you.
Yes, ma'am.
And I never called you. Did you, anybody notice that the squirrels are a lot smaller this year?
Well, some of them are.
I put food on my deck.
Yeah.
And so I feed the ground feeding birds because, you know, if it snows or anything and you have bird feed, you can't get to them. And I always have all these squirrels, and I did see squirrels this morning.
Right. So we're okay. Oh, we're good then. Okay, good. I'll have to look at the house.
All right.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before you go on, let me tell you why the squirrels are smaller.
Oh, why?
Okay. The big squirrels are still around. Don't worry about that. But squirrels breed twice a year. And if it's a good year, they'll have 5 or 6 or 10 baby squirrels. And, you know, if they all survive without the predators and so forth, you're going to have a lot of immature squirrels. And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing the crop from the last two litters, so to speak.
Oh, thank you. Now I don't have to worry. Did you get my email that I went to Hooper's Island?
I did.
Saw all the Canada geese in the field, and I'm whispering, "Don't go anywhere. They're all
yeah. Well, they're all headed north now, so they're safe.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, blessings to everybody.
All righty. Thanks, Jennifer.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye. There goes Jennifer. Shane in Farmville. Is that Virginia, Shane?
Yes, sir. It is.
How are we doing, buddy? What's going on?
Thank you. I have a question that's just been driving me crazy.
Okay.
How long does it take to skin a muskrat?
It depends. The world champion skins them in less than a minute.
Now, do they just drop the whole carcass on the table and you have to start from there?
Yep.
Or?
That's right.
Huh.
That's right. And they're fresh caught. I mean, we talked to Mr. Flowers down there, and he's a skinner. I think he finished second this year in his division, whatever that was. And I think his wife won the cooking contest, and or maybe daughter-in-law came in. I mean, you know, it's the Abbotts and that crew down there, and these folks know how to skin a muskrat. And I don't know what the skinning time was, but usually less than a minute. But Mr. Flowers was coming in on Saturday. He had actually been out and was checking his traps to get muskrats for the skinning competition. And you have to have a pre-qualifying too to make sure you're in the running. So Friday night was the qualifier, and then Saturday is the skinning championship. So
holy cow!
Yeah, and they have a raccoon skinning championship too. Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean it's like taking off a sock with them gone. You know, I mean it's just amazing.
I have another question in reference to, I have an AR and I want to come in town and do some shooting.
Uh-huh. You want to come into Maryland with it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
There's a place on the Eastern Shore that's kind of fun to shoot.
Right, okay.
Is there a, if I come in with magazines that exceed 10 rounds, is that
I wouldn't do it.
Illegal?
I wouldn't do it. Not in Maryland. Nope, I wouldn't do it.
Mm-mm. I know you're not allowed to purchase them. I just didn't
right.
know you were allowed to.
There's a bill right now to ban them outright.
Okay, so even if you possess them.
You can't possess them. Right, right.
I think California's like that.
That's going to make criminals out of a lot of honest people. You know that?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Really is.
It's crazy out there.
It is. Well, it's the hysteria, you know, these massive shootings that take place, you know, usually by someone who's very deranged and shouldn't be able to purchase a firearm. You know, there's a question on the 4473 that says, have you ever been adjudicated as having, you know, mental problems of some kind. And, you know, if you haven't been found to be mentally competent in a court of law, then you can pass your test. Nope. Never been adjudicated. Okay. But here's the thing. The guy that does our website was Bulldog, Brian Tilton. Brian has a job in Florida, and he's right in the heart of that, where that shooting took place.
Uh-huh.
In Florida, and have you ever heard this mentioned on the national news? There's a thing called the Baker Act, where if someone is reported or suspicious or something like that, the Baker Act says law enforcement can take them into custody and have them evaluated, psychologically evaluated, and take them away for 48 to 72 hours. Okay? How many times was this kid reported, and how many times do you think the Baker Act should have been instituted in his case? Now, I understand his brother is being evaluated. I'm guessing it's under the Baker Act. But this kid, that should have happened long ago. Once that happens, there should be no way that guy should be able to purchase a firearm. So
do you picture then, even if you're as a child, your parents send you to a psychiatrist just to...
Adjudicated.
What?
Adjudicated. Okay. In a court of law.
All right.
Okay? But it also asks you if you're an illegal user of, you know, illegal drugs.
Well, I'm just going to say yes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
So, but also... Also, keep in mind that the person selling the firearm or the dealership selling the firearm, okay, sometimes puts profit over common sense. And you know, I've turned people away from buying a firearm who've been intoxicated. Mm-hmm. I've turned people away from buying a firearm who claim that they work for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Hey, we work for the ATF. We can buy a firearm without going through the permit process. Let me show you my identification. Sorry, not here, you know. So you just got to be a little bit sharp to be able to sell the gun. And if it's, you know, if it's somebody, look, I went to pick up a gun the other day, filled out 4473, didn't get turned down, but because my driver's license differed from the address that I put on, they said, your driver's license doesn't reflect your current address. And I said, yeah, but I've moved. Well, your driver's license doesn't say that. I said, okay, I haven't changed my driver's license over. Do you have your change of address card? From the post office. No, I don't have that on me. Well, you're going to have to get that done before you can get this firearm. Okay, fine. Fine with me. I like those checks and balances. I like this for, you know, that the dealer's sharp enough to say, well, you know, we'll just give it to you. No, we're not going to do that. Nope. I'm happy with the weight, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to have a little judgment if you're a firearms dealer. It's not all about profit motive. Okay. I mean,
yeah.
I can't imagine how these gun shops feel that sold these firearms to this young man or to the Las Vegas shooter or anything like that. So,
well, you can't believe how many times I've been to the gun shows and walking around and looking at the guns, and I'm behind some people, and the guy's telling his gal to, in a secret way, you need to buy that gun for me. You know, maybe he can't get it.
Straw purchase?
Yes.
Yep, lost a friend that way. Guy called me and said, I got a shotgun waiting at the dealer. Can you pick it up for me? Pay for it. I'll give you the money. I said, I don't think so. Why? I said, look, I got a public persona. I'm on the radio. I'm a publisher. I said, what you're asking me to do is illegal. It's a straw man purchase. You could cost that dealer his federal firearms license, and I'm not about to let that happen. So we're done. You cannot ask me a question like that and expect me, because of our association, to be able to purchase a firearm for you. I will not do it, and I resent you asking me,
mm-hmm.
and a friend wouldn't ask a friend to do that.
That's true. Yeah.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Thanks,
Thank
Shane.
You.
Appreciate the call.
Yes, sir. Take
See
care.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Jeff, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Okay, I enjoy your show very much. And
thanks.
I just heard you talking about that bill coming up about the 10-round capacity.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you could just give me a little insight on it. I bought a pistol back in 1984, and it has the 15 or 16 round capacity and 9mm, and it's legal, registered and all, but
sure.
I think that that bill is, the number is 1062.
Okay.
And what would be done, like what would people like me have to do or supposed to do if that does pass?
Number one, I don't necessarily think it's going to pass, and my computer's locked up right now. So give me a second here. We'll try to go on here to Maryland General Assembly. Oh, man.
Okay.
Hang on. Give me a second here. We don't have anybody waiting, do we, Chris? I'm sorry I've taken all this time, but the computer's not working out very well. What was that bill number again?
1062.
Senate bill or House bill?
Senate.
Senate bill 1062. All right. Oh, gosh, bless America. I'll tell you what. We'll go to break. I'll look this up. And do you want to hang on during the break, Jeff, or you just want me to talk about it?
Well,
just hang on. Just hang on during... Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll have one.
We're gonna put you on break, okay? And we will be. I gotta talk about somebody. I gotta talk about Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Can you tell it's a long morning? Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, and now bay fishing tackle too. Bay Country Crabbing Supply is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. Why not go see Bay Country Crabbing Supply? Mark your calendars. April 14th is open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, hit the website, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Or give them a call, 410-956-0300. And Waterman, we know you're listening. Take your license over to Bay Country Crabbing Supply and get a discount. There you go.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Well, as we kick off your weekend for today, partly cloudy, going to be still windy. Some gusty winds out there with a high around 50, northwesterly at about 20 to 30 miles per hour. Might even see some gusts over 40 miles per hour throughout the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 33. Tomorrow, mix of sunshine and clouds. Winds start to die down a bit with a high of about 52. By Monday, mostly sunny as we start the week, 52. Then Tuesday, might see some afternoon light rain with a high of 48. I'm Craig Ross from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410,
W&W
Tire and Auto.
Top Radio 680, WCBM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up
be cowboy. They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than
diamonds or gold.
Long star belt buckles and old faded Levi's.
And each night begins a new day.
And if you don't understand him, and
he don't die young,
you probably just ride away. A mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive the motorcycles. Make them be doctors.
All right. Senate Bill 1062 looks like it's been heard in the Senate. First reading and all that stuff, but I don't see anything that it has moved out of the Senate committee yet, so it may not. It may not. It was heard on the 22nd of February, so we'll see. We will see. It's cross-filed with HB 0991, and let's see what happened with that. Let's see if there's anything on that. That also doesn't look like it has moved anywhere. So, 3-6, gun bill day. 3-6 is going to be heard in the House. So if you want to testify on that one, this coming, the 6th of March will be the day you want to do that. So, you know, it just basically says, prohibiting a person from possessing a certain detachable magazine that has a capacity of more than 10 rounds of ammunition. Prohibiting a person from possessing a regulated firearm if the person was previously convicted of a certain crime involving possessing, owning, carrying, or transporting a firearm after having been convicted of a certain other crime and applying certain penalties. So, you know, I mean, it's just a rehash of more of the same. By the way, if you can't hear us on streaming, I'm sorry. The internet is down, which means our streaming is down. And yes, we're getting emails and texts that that is happening. So unfortunately, if you're listening on like Jennifer did, went out and got the old AM radio out of the garage, you're in good shape. If not, and you're trying to listen on the internet, we're out. The internet is out. God knows why. But it ain't working. So Jeff, did you hear that?
It doesn't look like there's
any action in the Senate. They heard the bill on the 22nd. It's probably not going to go anywhere. But same.
Okay.
So, let's see here.
Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Sorry about that. The hearing in the House is March 6th.
Okay.
They're going to hear a lot of gun bills. So that day.
One other thing, a little postcard that the NRA ILA sent.
Yeah.
Call about the bill.
Yeah.
That's not the right number. I called them up. She said, nope, you got to call Senator McFadden in the city. So just to let people know, I don't know the number on the card, but you got to contact the proper people.
Oh, good grief.
I know. And then they don't answer, and they don't answer their tape recording, Senator McFadden's office.
Oh, well, that doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me. She's Baltimore City.
Right.
Baltimore City. Yep, exactly right. Yep, got it.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Yep, you too. John B. says, put a new hamster in the wheel. Yep, I agree. We need a new hamster for the wheel. The streaming is down. Yep, lost you online. Yep. And, Bombay Hook. Yeah. Okay, we're good. Thanks, John. We'll take care of that. All right. Whew, man, tough day. Tough little day today. Let's see what, hey, there's John Chesapeake Outdoors. Morning, John. How you doing?
All right. How you doing, Alan?
I'm well. What's going on?
Oh, not too much. I didn't know if you knew about their catching perch right now.
Well, tell us about it.
All the creeks and the up on the heads of the rivers are catching perch pretty well. White perch
are running now. Yellows
yellow perch is pretty early.
Yeah,
kind of faded out, now it's white perch.
Well, I think all that warm weather early on, I mean, when it was cold, they were in the deep water getting ready to spawn. They made the run when the weather got right, and they're done. Now the white perch are rocking and rolling. That's good to hear.
Oh, yeah.
That's good to hear. What's the bait?
Bloodworms and grass shrimp.
Bloodworms and grass shrimp?
Minnows. Some people are buying minnows and using them, but
sure.
The grass shrimp and bloodworms are doing pretty well.
Yep. Put them on a dart on a bobber or just drift them or what?
Yep. That's what they're doing.
Put them on a bobber and
yep.
Let them go.
Keep it a little off that bottom so it'll get hung up in them.
Yeah. You guys getting all the rockfish stuff in?
Oh, yeah. We just got a whole bunch of stuff in. We're planer boards made. Lines, everything.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Much ready to go now.
Yeah, yeah. Good time to buy a crossbow, too, right?
Oh, yeah. You got that right. Yeah, I got all the crossbows on sale.
Oh, that's good. I got it. Well, man, that's great. And I appreciate the donation to Maryland Hunting Coalition. I don't know what you picked out, but we're looking forward to that, too. So we'll have another crossbow in the pile for the folks at the benefit. So.
Yes.
Very nice. John, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. And, thanks for calling in and letting the folks know. We want to, you know, the Eastern Shore is the headquarters for perch fishing. I mean, just about any creek and river up there, any headwaters, I mean, there's plenty of creeks, you know, just plenty of creeks. And,
yes, there is.
And they're in there. Tell me, how did a caller want to know about Tuckahoe? You fish the lake? You fish the spillway? What?
Yes, past the spillway.
Yeah?
Yeah, past the spillway is where you want to, because that's where they're coming up that from that direction.
We're talking about the perch, though, but the lake has plenty of nice fish in it, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they got trout. They released trout a while back, but there's still a few of them around.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yep. Got it. Appreciate it. Well, if anybody wants any information, have them give you a call at Chesapeake Outdoors, 604-2500. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care, John.
Bye-bye.
Chesapeake Outdoors. Good folks. So. Got a nice, got a cool donation from Clyde Sports Shop the other day for the benefit. It's a M122 made by a company named Chiappa out of Italy. Really nice gun. Looks like an M1 carbine, just like it. Only a mini version in a .22 caliber. It's pretty cool. So it's on the website right now. The Facebook page on the Maryland Hunting Coalition right now. So I guess we've got somewhere around a dozen guns or more right now, maybe more. We've got a Big Boy 44, Golden Boy with FHFH, Farmers and Hunters Feeding Hungry, lasered in the stock. We've got a 22-250 youth model, which is Ruger American. We've got a Ruger 10/22 with a Talo wild boar engraved on it. If you look up Talo, big boar, or wild boar, or whatever you want to call it, you'll see what that thing looks like. We've got a Remington Versamax from the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, a beautiful, beautiful waterfowl model. We've got a Benelli SBE3 Super Black Eagle 3 in cryptic camo coming. So, you know, we've got some really good firearms coming through. The 22-250 came from Accurate Guns and Ammo down in Southern Maryland. Chesapeake Outdoors donating the crossbow. We've got several hunting trips, several goose fishing or goose hunting trips, two fishing trips. So and a lot of merchandise. So we're very happy with two Yeti coolers, as a matter of fact. One of the Yeti coolers is from Mike's Big Green Egg down in Southern Maryland. You got to understand, the Maryland Hunting Coalition reaches all corners of Maryland. We're not supported in a lot in the western part of the state for some reason. It's a whole different ball game out there. But the bulk of Maryland supports the Maryland Hunting Coalition because they understand we do what we do for every hunter in Maryland. You know, we don't have a little special interest group. We don't focus on one thing or another. Waterfowlers, small game hunters, trappers, deer hunters, it's all about the hunting opportunities. It's all about wildlife management. It's all about the sustainability of the natural resources. It's all about protecting the natural resources, you know, based on sound wildlife principles, management principles, and others. So, you know, we're looking to protect the resource. That's all. And we're looking for more increased opportunities for hunters. If you can join us on the 7th, come on down to the House, where the House is going to hear the Sunday hunting bill. statewide Sunday hunting for all species, all Sundays. And then the 13th in the Senate, if you want to come and join us at the gallery, let us know you're coming. Not asking to testify, just asking to be there, kind of walk around the hallway. No confrontation, just be courteous. We've got a few folks coming. We'll have two panels testifying from all across the spectrum. Waterfowlers, small game hunters, ladies, and more. And, you know, we're representing, the everyday hunter. That's who we're there for. So we do our homework. We do our due diligence. We are very professional, and we just do what we do for the benefit of all hunters in Maryland. Maryland Hunting Coalition. Don't forget the benefit coming up March 31st too. That's very important. That's our only fundraising event of the year. That kind of sets the tone for what we can do throughout the course of the year. It's in Martin's, Westminster, on March 31st. That's a Saturday from noon to 5. We added an hour this year so we can make sure that we give everybody, you know, a fair shake, and we're not, you know, trying to wear our voices out at the end, giving away all the raffle prizes and things like that. You've heard some of the things we've got. If you're a member, you're going to get a newsletter here shortly in the next couple of days. Talk about it. You'll see some of the guns that we've got. Just kind of highlighted the guns. Didn't do a lot of the other stuff. But, you know, we're supported all across Maryland, and the dealers from, you know, up in Conowingo to Kent Island to Southern Maryland, down in Mechanicsville to Hagerstown to, you know, Clyde's and Chesapeake Outdoors and some of our sponsors, even, you know, it's a wide variety of things that you can win by raffle or auction or live auction or silent auction, something like that. So got a little bit of artwork, got some special stuff that we've been collecting over the past year, and even got a great gamo pelican. Got one of those. Got a couple bows, so all good. All right, 4:10. Now we're out of time, right? How about that? Well, I'm glad I was able to get that message out there. Sorry about the internet, folks. Sorry about the streaming, but you have to catch it on the podcast. So can't help it, can we, Chris? Not your fault, not my fault. Can't help it, the hamster died. Somebody did not feed the hamster over the weekend. It was Noah. Noah, your job's to feed the hamster. What happened?